Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is undescended testicles. The day has finally arrived. Your son was just born. He looks perfect and seems to be healthy. So, it probably comes as a shock when the doctor's finished examining him and tells you that your son has an undescended testicle. What does this mean? Will your son be all right? What needs to be done to treat it? An undescended testicle, also called cryptorchidism, is when a testicle is not in the scrotum. Testicles are normally formed in the abdomen and then gradually move into the scrotum through the inguinal canal during the last few months before birth. Occasionally, one or both of them don't descend into the scrotum like they're supposed to. The main symptom is that the testicle isn't visible or can't be felt inside the scrotum. Typically, the testicle will move into the proper position on its own within the first few months of life, but other times it doesn't. The cause of an undescended testicle is unknown, but thought to be related to genetics, maternal health, and environmental factors that can impact hormones, physical changes, and nerve activity that regulates the development of the testicles. Some things are thought to increase the risk of an infant possibly developing it, including low birth weight, premature birth, family history of it, conditions that limit fetus growth, alcohol used by the mother during pregnancy, smoking or secondhand smoke exposure during pregnancy, and parents' exposure to some pesticides. Sometimes, boys who didn't previously have an undescended testicle might be missing one later. There are a couple of possible causes. One is called a retractile testicle and is when the testicle goes back and forth between the scrotum and groin. Usually, it can easily be guided back into the scrotum by hand. This isn't abnormal because it's the result of a muscle reflex in the scrotum. The other cause is an ascending testicle and is when the testicle moves back into the abdomen and can't be gently manipulated by hand back into the scrotum. This is not normal and should be examined by a doctor. The testicles need a slightly cooler environment in order to function correctly. This is why they are supposed to be in the scrotum. When they aren't, it can lead to several different complications. It increases the risk of testicular cancer and fertility problems. It's also more likely to cause testicular torsion, which is when the spermatic cord of the testicle gets twisted. Since inside this cord is the blood supply and nerves for the testicle, it can lead to them being cut off from the nutrients and oxygen they need, which can kill the tissue, resulting in the need for the testicle to be removed if it's not treated quickly. When a testicle hasn't descended, it's at greater risk for trauma because it's closer to the pubic bone, so any sort of injury to the area would cause it to hit the pubic bone, resulting in damage. Since the complications of an undescended testicle are pretty significant, it's important to make sure it gets corrected as soon as possible. In infants, since the testicle might descend on its own within the first few months, most doctors will recommend a wait-and-see approach. Typically, if the testicle hasn't descended by the time your son is between 6 to 12 months old, he'll need to have surgery to correct it. The surgery usually involves carefully inserting the testicle into the scrotum and stitching it into place. The procedure can be done via laparoscopy or open surgery. Unfortunately, the testicle might be poorly developed, abnormal, or dead. If that is the case, it must be removed. After the surgery, the doctor will continue to monitor your son to make sure that the testicle is developing properly. This usually includes physical exams, hormone level checks, and ultrasounds of the scrotum. The good news is that the procedure has a success rate of almost 100%, and fertility after the surgery for one undescended testicle is about the same as those born without any abnormalities. For those born with both testicles undescended, their fertility rate after surgery is about 65%. Also, having the surgery done decreases the risk of testicular cancer, but doesn't eliminate it. Sometimes, if neither testicle is healthy and needs to be removed, or there are no testicles present, your doctor will recommend that once your son is in puberty, to consider saline testicular prosthesis for his scrotum. This will give it a normal appearance, which can help him feel less self-conscious. If your son doesn't have any testicles, the doctor will recommend that he see an endocrinologist in order to discuss hormone treatments for when he is older to replace what his body can't produce. By doing this, it'll help bring about puberty and physical maturity. Since the exact cause is unknown, it's hard to pinpoint one thing that could prevent an undescended testicle from occurring. Currently, the best thing is to avoid any risk factors that you can during pregnancy. In addition, as your son gets close to puberty, it's important to teach him about doing regular self-exams of his testicles. It's key that he understands what's normal and what to look for that might indicate a problem. If your son is missing one or both of his testicles, he might be self-conscious about his appearance. This is especially true if he's changing in a locker room in front of others. There are some things that you can do to help him cope with this. The first is to teach your son to use the right words when talking about his testicles and scrotum. Next, it's essential that he understands what the normal anatomy is and how he is different, but that it doesn't mean he's ill or in danger of becoming ill. It can be helpful to role-play responses to any teasing or questions that he might receive from others. If your son wears loose-fitting boxers or swim trunks, it might be less noticeable, and he might be less embarrassed. Keep an eye out for any signs that he might be embarrassed, such as not participating in activities that he normally would. Once your son is in puberty, it can be a good time to talk to him about testicular prosthesis and help him decide if this is a good choice for him. As a parent, hearing your son has an undescended testicle can sound like a huge, scary issue. The good news is that it usually resolves on its own, and if it doesn't, the surgery to fix it is highly successful. In either scenario, your son has a great chance of having no long-term complications. If you have any questions or concerns about undescended testicles, please talk to your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the Urology Care Foundation's Undescended Testicle page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.